I'm Jordan Lewis, and these are the stories we're following this hour. Representative Sarah Hannan joined Action Line to talk about what's going on in the House of Representatives. The Recycle Works is currently unable to accept any recycling. And in Sitka, a man was arrested for one count of reckless driving and one count of failure to give immediate notice of an accident. But first, Representative Sarah Hannan joined Action Line to talk about what's going on in the House of Representatives. First, Representative Hannan spoke about the budget.
So we've gotten to the point where the capital budget has passed the Senate and the operating budget has passed the House. And literally on Friday evening, the budgets were exchanged. The clerk and the secretary from each body exchanged them in the official files in the hall. So we will start today with the capital budget being read across in the House and in the Senate with the operating budget read across. So each body can now take that budget and process it. So we had 137 amendments drafted. Then there were some amendments to amendments. Not all amendments were offered, but we had, you know, well over 100 amendments to discuss on the floor and two 12-hour days of back and forth, and a budget was passed.
Next, Representative Hannan spoke about House Bill 50, a bill relating to carbon storage on state land and the powers and duties of the Alaska Oil Gas Conservation Commission.
What this bill would allow is both the importation of CO2 from other places to be sequestered underground in Alaska. It would allow producers of CO2, primarily oil and gas industry on the North Slope, to re-inject some CO2 into pore space up there. So we've got both the technology that's complex from industry and how we already are harvesting oil and gas in Alaska. Then we've got the economics that are really complicated.
Recycle Works is currently unable to accept recycling from residents or businesses due to equipment issues related to the April 12th power outage. Following the outage, the recycling baler has experienced electrical problems that prevent it from processing recycling material. The recycling facility is now full to capacity and cannot accept any more recycling material. Unfortunately, the volume of material that arrives daily eliminates the use of containers as an alternative option. Staff are working to repair the baler as quickly as possible, and once replacement parts have arrived and repairs are completed, the Recycle Works will reopen again to the public. Part shipping and repairs are expected to take several days, and updates will be provided as soon as they become available. On April 8th at approximately 12:57 in the morning, the Sitka Police Department received a report of a single vehicle accident at the intersection of Lake Street and Lincoln Street. Officers responded to the area and located a vacant Jaguar XF that appeared to have crashed, rolled over, and landed upside down on the sidewalk. An investigation into the incident revealed that the driver, 31-year-old Victor Wong, had been traveling at a high rate of speed when he lost control of the vehicle, causing it to flip and crash into trees and street signs. Wong then exited the vehicle and fled the scene. Wong has since been charged with one count of reckless driving and one count of failure to give immediate notice of an accident. And a collaboratively developed list guiding the next 10 years of integrated management on the Tongass National Forest is now available for download for the public. The Forest Service worked from the ground up, integrating ideas and recommendations from tribes, partners, and the public to finalize a list that covers the full range of management activities to meet the greatest diversity of public needs. That full process for the Forest Service took more than a year to complete. Tongass Deputy Forest Supervisor Barb Miranda said, "We heard loud and clear that restoration is a priority. Management should uplift recreation and tourism, and timber and forest products remain important in Southeast Alaska. People will see that reflected in our work." More than 300 comments were submitted through community workshops, engagement and consultation with tribal citizens and governments, meeting with partners, discussions with community groups, and an interactive story map. Due to their input, 5 priority project areas were added to the list, and all areas had their ranking adjusted by the final criteria in the assessment tool. Miranda went on to say this list reflects how meaningful engagement with the public is shaping the future of forest management on the Tongass. Our partners are vital to building and sustaining the capacity we need to complete a list of priorities this large. Coming up, CBJ has a number of major announcements this week. Those when Local First News continues with Grace Dumas.
Work will begin on Wednesday, April 17th at the Brotherhood Bridge Trail. This project, led by the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, will reconstruct the northern portion of the trail between Montana Creek and River Road Trailhead. The trail between River Road and Montana Creek, as well as the immediate bridge site, will be closed to the public for the duration of construction. Please obey all posted trail closure signs and barricades for the safety of yourself and others. Construction is currently expected to last through September. Walk Southeast, created by Juneau Parks and Recreation, is a region-wide activity. This year, Sitka joins Juneau, Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell to vie for the title of 2024 Walk Southeast Champion. The title goes to the community with the highest average of miles walked per participant. Walkers in these communities register locally, but anyone in other Southeast communities can register through Juneau Parks and Recreation and participate for a chance to win the Alaska Airline tickets. You can register now through May 6th. And to qualify, you must be registered, live in Southeast Alaska, walk at least 150 miles, and submit your tracker by September 3rd. Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee expanded and advanced House Bill 183. House Bill 183 seeks to separate children taking part in school-sponsored sports by designated sex at birth. House Bill 183 is one of five bills currently under consideration by Alaska lawmakers and is part of a broader national trend. House Bill 183 was amended in the committee's Friday meeting to include collegiate sports along with middle and elementary school sports. Transgender girls are already barred from participating in girls' high school sports by a regulation adopted by Governor Mike Dunleavy's appointees on the State Board of Education last year. The bill's sponsor, Jamie Allard, says its aim is to maintain fairness for girls and women who participate in sports. Dozens of Alaskans testified against the bill on Friday, and while the voices of support were outnumbered in public testimony, hundreds of people wrote to the House Education and Judiciary Committees to encourage the bill's passage. The Alaska Department of Education and Early Development is advising state school districts to continue business as usual after a legal decision struck down the core of the state's correspondent school programs. "I will be sending out a letter today to all school districts with some direction," said Dina Bishop, the agency's commissioner, on Monday afternoon. "At this point, we'd like them to continue to finish out the year as they've been working." The letter comes as attorneys on both sides of the legal decision petition an Anchorage Superior Court judge to put his decision on hold while the case is appealed. Addressed to superintendents statewide, the letter says, "At this time, the court order is not a final judgment, which means it does not have any immediate impact to school districts with correspondent study programs. The Department of Law will be filing appropriate applications with the Superior Court and, if necessary, the Alaska Supreme Court to hopefully keep the status quo in place with no change in the correspondent study program until the Alaska Supreme Court has had a full opportunity to review this case." More than one in six of Alaska's 131,264 K-12 students are in a correspondence program. Those programs are typically used by homeschooled students, but since Governor Dunleavy became governor in 2018, they've also become popular among the families of private school students because the state has ruled that a financial allotment distributed to correspondent students can be used for private school tuition. On Friday, Judge Adolf Zeman ruled the allotment system violates a section of the state constitution that prohibits public money being spent for the direct benefit of any religious or other private educational institution. The full implications of that decision remained unclear on Monday, but Dunleavy's office said in an internal white paper shared with the state legislators that if this ruling were to stand, there would be no public correspondence school options in Alaska, and families currently in correspondence school would be forced to pay for what is otherwise public schooling out of their own pocket. "It's getting more expensive to fill up the tank as we get closer to summer, but one state is way more expensive than anywhere else in the country." ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Gas prices always go higher moving towards summer, but add in the uncertainty involving Iran, now a major oil producer, and the rises could be about to get even steeper. But for now, the Energy Department reports in the past week the price of regular unleaded went up 4 more cents to an average of $3.63 a gallon. That's still 4 cents cheaper than at this time last year. But in California, the average price of regular unleaded is now $5.27 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.